Welcome back. Now, with training camp underway, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what else is going on around the division, starting with the Colts.
You have to start with the Colts because they have Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, a big leap from year one to year two. I think most of us expect that he'll take another jump in year three as he becomes one of the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League. The problem for the Colts, however, Reggie Wayne coming back from a knee injury, how will number 87 play at age 35? And Robert Mathis, who had 19 and a half sacks last year, suspended for the first four games, including the September 28th tilt against the Titans.
Now, Mike, another team that can't be ignored is the Houston Texans with a quarterback that we're familiar with.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, by all rights, will take over as the quarterback for the Houston Texans. He takes over for Matt Schaub, who is now in Oakland. Can Fitzpatrick manage this new offense under Bill O'Brien? Bill O'Brien will not have an offensive coordinator this season. He will call the plays himself. They've got to get Arian Foster back on track if the Texans hope to be what they were in 2011 and 12.
What are you seeing out of Jacksonville? They've changed a lot of things and added a lot of components this offseason.
You better buy a program in Jacksonville. They have changed out more pieces. But what you have to like if you're the Jags is the increased amount of quality defensive linemen, starting with Chris Clemens from Seattle and his teammate Red Bryant from Seattle. They also pick up Toby Gerhart, a big running back from Minnesota. They want to pound the football as they're expected to stay with Chad Henne at quarterback. The veteran keeps the seat warm until the third overall pick in the 2014 draft, Blake Bortles, is ready to be the man for the Jags.
Across the board, the AFC South has just really improved as a division.
Jacksonville is better overall, no question about it. Houston's not going 2-14 this year, and we also mentioned the Indianapolis Colts will be a good team again. I think the Tennessee Titans' overall roster is better. Of course, for the Titans, key number one is keeping Jake Locker healthy. But I think, bottom line, you're going to have balance in this division, Amy. And if you're going to win the division, you probably need to be at least 3-3 in AFC South games, probably 4-2.
And I guess we'll see how that goes when the regular season starts.
Indeed. The next time we see you, we'll be in our new studios here at LP Field and getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. Enjoy the preseason, and we'll see you back here in September. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Heath. Thanks for watching Titans All Access.